It's July 17th, 2009. Hello and welcome to MediaShift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS MediaShift, covering the intersection of media and technology. First, here's the news. Technology blog TechCrunch said it received internal documents of the inner workings of hot startup Twitter, but they came from a hacker who stole the documents. TechCrunch honcho Michael Arrington first posted about the dilemma of receiving stolen information that had personal details as well as business plans for Twitter. Should he post them or not? Eventually, he removed the personal details but posted financial projections, meeting notes, and even a pitch for a Twitter TV show. TechCrunch readers were not amused and were upset that Arrington ran the pilfered documents. First Amendment lawyer Ben Scheffner wrote in Gawker that TechCrunch was within legal rights to run the material, just like any journalist who gets leaked company info. All Things D's Kara Swisher disagreed, flatly saying that, quote, "It is unequivocally wrong to publish documents you know or think were stolen or hacked, because it's aiding and abetting that theft," unquote. She says she only runs leaked documents when she knows the identity of the source. More on the Twitter stolen documents later on 4MR. In other news, search giant Google announced a decent quarterly earnings, with profits rising 19% and sales growth at a tiny 3%. But Google also made news by talking about its success with longtime money-losing site YouTube. Execs said the video sharing site had tripled the number of monetized video streams and was moving closer to profitability. That prospect probably had some analysts seeing red, especially those who predicted it would be nearly impossible for Google to bring in enough revenues to counter the high cost of streaming so many billions of videos. Former Wall Street analyst turned editor Henry Blodgett wrote that the YouTube bears were wrong and that the video site could be pulling in $2.5 billion a year in revenues. Ironically, one of the biggest YouTube bears had written an editorial right on Blodgett's own news site titled, "YouTube is Doomed." Now it's time for just one question. I asked longtime journalist and author Peter Sussman, who helped write the Society of Professional Journalists Code of Ethics, this question. What's the ethical landscape to consider when deciding on running stolen documents, as in the case of TechCrunch?
Is it legitimate information, or is it just an attempt to parade around information that you got? In other words, you're putting more emphasis on we got it, than on whether this is necessary or valuable for us to know. And what are the motives of the people who are bringing it to us? Is this a disaffected employee who's simply trying to get back at Twitter, or is this someone who has a legitimate piece of information that is important for the public? And this is up to the purveyor, in this case, among them TechCrunch, to decide. And all of this has to be balanced against the harm that you might do. And there you also have to ask a series of questions like, how credible is the harm? Is this really going to hurt Twitter? If so, then you certainly have to have even more good reason to report it.
Now for this week's poll at MediaShift. The question is, in what case would you publish stolen company documents? Our last poll question was, how much would you pay to access nytimes.com? 38% said they'd pay nothing. It's not worth it. 18% said they'd prefer micropayments for stories that they want. 13% said they'd pay $5 a month. And 10% said $2.50 a month. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS MediaShift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog, IdeaLab, at pbs.org/IdeaLab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.